Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, Christy Bluefeather, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Happy February to everybody. We're doing this great show on Valentine's Day. This is the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're going to be taking callers in probably a little bit under an hour. Of course, you can call and listen to the show. We'll take your names in a little bit, and then we'll bring you onto there in a little bit. The phone number for dialing is 646-716-9663, and you can find that number on your radio console or display. We always like to give out the websites so that if you want to find out more about the services that are available or the different music and everything that's available, you can go to the websites. In case you missed the website, now you can go to the radio website, which has all the links and everything there, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Brigitte Boyer will be doing our channeling this evening. She teaches out of the Pennsylvania area / New Jersey and all over the country. You can find out more about her services, which she does in person and remotely, at lightbridge101.com. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is from our friend Mike. His website is Mike. So it's going to be MikeSnyderCC.com. And of course, you have Mark and Christy on this evening doing the Diksha blessing. And of course, we're both working on our website, so we're not listing those right now. So with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Oh my God, that was fast. Thank you, Mark. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And it's always such a pleasure to be with all of you once a month. And we just had a very intense full moon with a lunar eclipse and a comet that's very close to the Earth. And I don't know if you could feel it, but it certainly has started shaking things up even weeks before. Many are experiencing colds and flu-like symptoms, not only in this country, apparently in Germany and other countries too. So there's a lot of purging going on, as usual. We've been talking about it for years now, it feels. And yet there seems to be something changing. St. Germain's message in the newsletter this month talked about a revolution. We are experiencing a form of revolution, and we very much can witness that, triggered by some of the political things that are happening in the world. We witness a revolution of the divine feminine standing up, of minorities standing up, of those who haven't been seen or haven't been heard before suddenly having a voice. And so it's very much symbolic for all of us starting to hear a new voice within ourselves. And sometimes that can be a little bit of a rocky path, especially if that voice has been suppressed for quite some time. So the first time that we actually hear ourselves speak that voice might be with a little bit of anger or frustration or harshness, because that's what it takes to have the courage to actually express what's going on within you. And yet it's very necessary. It's becoming aware of our boundaries, of that what we choose as parameters for love. And today's Valentine's Day, it's very much about love. And love, the masters always talk about, is the only true tool of healing. Any healing modalities that are out there, at the core of each healing modality is the power of love. So in its purest form, if there's no love, then there's no healing. If there is love, then the pain can recede and healing and completion can take place. So we wake up to this new voice. We wake up to a new feeling. We wake up to a new part of ourselves. And the only way that we become aware of this is through extremes. So messengers that show us how long we have simply allowed certain circumstances to continue. And the key is to realize that we are not victims here of these outer circumstances, but that these are great opportunities for us to make a decision, make a choice, move forward into any direction. No direction is wrong. It simply is about movement. And movement right now is very much needed in a revolution towards a greater consciousness. I listened to this incredible ad, and some of you might have seen it. It runs on before some of the YouTubes. I actually saw it today on Yahoo before Ching something. And it is an Indian guru who speaks about that humanity needs consciousness expansion, needs to raise their consciousness. And the danger that as everything accelerates in life, as we become more powerful, as we learn to use tools such as telephone, computers, everything gets faster, everything gets easier, we can affect more around us. And so this guru, and guru and nothing else means translated teacher, this teacher, this Indian teacher talks about if we don't at the same time begin to raise our consciousness, then we are going to experience self-destruction. Because in 40 years from now, things are going to change. There's going to be a greater population. There will be more need for certain resources. And he was so nice to point out that with his resources, he doesn't mean oil or money, but like food and water and air. And so Gaia is asking us to change our consciousness. And that is really the revolution. It is a revolution of the heart. It is a revolution of the consciousness. It's a breaking free of those concepts that we've taught ourselves, maybe in this lifetime, maybe through many generations, that because of our lineage, because of our heritage, because of our upbringing, because of our surrounding, we are only able to do A, B, and C. But that's actually a lie. That's a thought that's limiting us. We can be anything. And if we keep hanging on to our old pain and wounds and stories, we're always going to repeat the same old wounds, stories, and experiences. So now is a powerful time during February, the months of the middle months. We've made it halfway through the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a month of love with Valentine's Day. It's really about self-love. Where have we not allowed ourselves to come to a new level of relationship with us first, with all of us, with our humanness as well as our spiritual self? And we often separate our humanness from our spiritual self. We often separate our humanness from nature or from Earth. There's humanity and then there's Earth. There's humanity and then there's nature. And now is the time to bring together, to merge all these aspects and to realize that the human aspect of us is just as spiritual as our divine aspect, maybe more asleep, maybe not as aware of our spiritual self, but spirit is everything. And so in this path that we are now finding ourselves on, in this revolution of our senses, of our consciousness, of our heart opening up, we are also beginning to simplify our lives. And we have to. We have to get let go of this clutter that's keeping us busy and simplify everything. because we've overcomplicated everything with must and do nots and have tos. Even so, it holds true in a society when you live in a community, there has to be a certain structure, a certain set of rules to live by. Ask yourself if these set of rules are coming from a place of love, are coming from a place of fear. Are they supporting your consciousness expansion, or are they keeping you small and limited? And in the power of simplicity, you begin to enter a different space. And it's a space that the masters are often call the space in between spaces. It is the space of emptiness. In that emptiness, we can reconnect with our true source and then co-create that what is in its purest form, that holds within its purest form the power of creation. So we are now looking at our life in new ways. We are not looking just with the mind eye, but we are looking with our heart. And by simplifying everything, we can now feel what's underneath the clutter. You can feel the true vibration. And that's why you will feel and find time, vibration and healing will become more and more effective and powerful and needed here on Earth. Because vibrational healing through music or through tuning forks or through singing boards are going to effectively even simplify the healing more, because they're speaking a universal language, the universal language of love, and they are hitting you at your core. So I can only recommend that you connect with someone like Mike, who is playing the music for tonight, or someone else who is doing vibrational healing, to help yourself recalibrate to the core essence of your heart that doesn't need words, because words can be limiting, but that brings you back to your core vibrational source essence, to the purity of love that you are, without all the attachments, without all the limits, without all the needs, just the pure you. And that can be extremely healing, extremely empowering, and it can help you make some new choices in your life. Now I'm asking you guys who are also listening on the radio show, Christy, Mark, Christy, have you experienced the power of vibrational healing yourself?
Definitely.
And would you also agree at the purity of vibrational healing, like music, that moves beyond the words that you sometimes are seeking?
Oh yeah, beyond the beyond. I mean, I have a set of tuning forks that I don't use often enough, but, and the voice itself can be an amazing tool to just be in whatever place we are and let go of the conceptions of what our voice is supposed to sound like, and just allow the voice to come out and through us, and whatever way it needs to happen. It's an amazing tool to allow the body to shift and release as well.
Yeah, beautiful. What about you, Mark? Have you experienced vibrational healing, sound healing, music healing? And I think what you're bringing up is really great too, Christy, the sound, instead of word, to use the sound to ohm, to use mantras, to let your voice come out without having words with it, but to just let music come out. Yeah.
Definitely.
Chanting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I would say in so many different forms. You know, I've seen energy embedded into, you know, meditations. You know, Christy's done a lot of that with her YouTube channel, with so many beautiful meditations that she's created that have embedded energy in them. I've seen it in writing. You know, when I first read Eric Pearl's book on reconnective healing, to feel energy ingrained and embedded with intention of helping others and everything through that. You know, Mike's music that we hear in the beginning of the show and we'll be playing, you know, as we go into some of the work we're going to do today, is such a beautiful, I mean, beautiful channel in the way he brings energy through. and just amazing what the energy does as it dances with the body, and the body's energy dances with the music and creates this beautiful, you know, we're talking about Valentine's Day today. And just the idea that there could be this play between the energy of the body and these different vibrations of healing.
Yeah. And I love how you bring out energy, because it's really we title it energy, but what really is that energy, right? What is it that we are describing with energy? And at the core, it's love. It's that healing power of love. It's what the Christ used to touch souls in need, and it's what the masters use, it's what the angels use in its purest form. It's love. It's the agape love. And we don't even sometimes come close to fully comprehend the true love that is out there, because we have not allowed our heart to open up to such levels. But as we expand our consciousness, we also expand our heart, and I think we can begin to anchor a higher of this energy of love into everything that we do. And then it brings out the true illumination, the soul essence within everything here on earth as well, which is going to be just beautiful once it takes place. That is a revolution that we are experiencing, the revolution of love, of bringing this illumination out into the forefront. Yeah, thank you, Mark. And it is through, it's not just through music, it is through poetry, it is through meditation. It is everyone who does these beautiful YouTubes with sound, with words, that lead you away from the restricting thoughts into opening up your consciousness to experience a reality shift that deepens your connection to your source. Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And Brigida, you spoke about the guru. There was also a guru that said, I read today, that the idea and concept of unconditional love and conditional love can be dropped, because there is only love.
Yeah.
There are no conditions. So there's no such thing as unconditional or conditional love, because love is just love.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like that. Well, and then there's always the ancient concept that very often you see in the Hebrew, the Hebrews or the Jewish people talk about it, and in the Kabbalah, that you can't give God a name, and in a way you can't give love a name, because the moment you give something a name, you're already restricting it. And I like that concept too, that love in its purest form is beyond that.
Yes.
Because it can't be confined. So how about you guys? How was the full moon for you? And the full moon, the new moon. It was a full moon. It was a lunar eclipse.
It was, full moon with a partial lunar eclipse. It was great. I took the girls outside and we got to see part of the eclipse. So that was exciting. We didn't get to catch the comet though. Although we did wake up at 3 a.m. to try to see it, but we didn't get to see that. But
well,
I think mostly
you feel it. I mean,
yeah.
I don't really think you see it like a bright star in the sky. I don't know, maybe you do. But do you guys remember when Haley came by, how amazing that looked in the sky? And that certainly was the biggest herald of change to come. Do you remember seeing it in the sky?
Oh, although I've seen shooting stars and whatnot, this energy that just came through is phenomenal, stirring up, just like you said at the beginning of the show, lots of healing and releasing for sure.
Nice. And with that, you guys want to talk about the oneness blessing that you're going to offer during the music? And then we can just go into the music piece. And when the music is complete, I am going to bring Saint Germain for everyone.
Perfect. Mark, you want to cover that?
Sure. I just want to step back for a second. I know we were talking earlier about this idea between conditional and unconditional love. And, you know, I truly believe what, you know, Christy, what you were saying, and also Brigida. It was an interesting thing that I noticed today. And that is, I was watching some teachings on YouTube, which is what I like to do on my break sometimes. And the teacher said that the soul is weak. And it was interesting because, you know, supposedly this person is supposed to be an advanced teacher and stuff. And it's interesting to see how everybody's got their own perspective on different things. But, you know, through this, you know, she was describing the breakdown of what clouds the soul and, you know, what basically, you know, does that. And, you know, as I kind of looked into it, there was this realization that came in. And that is, you know, as we all know, or at least from my own perspective, you know, what I believe is that, you know, the soul is perfect. And if anything, if there's anything that looks like anger or ego or anything along those characteristics, it's really our identity with ourselves in what we would call the illusion. You know, so we're the soul, but at the same time, we're so ingrained in this experience we're having that we have all these different things that we're experiencing. And, you know, I think if there was going to be a division or an illusion between conditional and unconditional love, it would be the difference of what the soul holds, which would be just love as a vibration across the board. And then this identity that we're in ourselves, and how with ego or our experiences or whatever else, we could be in this place of conditional or unconditional love is like some kind of classification of how we want to show up. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's kind of really interesting thing that I noticed today.
Yeah, thank you, very nice. And the only reason why we haven't included Mike, I just want to say to everybody, is because he's already so hooked up, he would have shared his thoughts too, but his piano is in a manner hooked up that it's really difficult for him to switch it around. So that's why I haven't included him in this opening at this time.
So one of the things that me and Christy will be doing this evening is we'll be doing something called the Diksha Blessing, which we learned from the Oneness University in India. Actually, we were both trained in the United States under some gurus. But through that, we've gotten this gift that allows us to send blessings and everything out to everybody. So that's what we'll be doing while Mike's playing his great music today.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right, you guys go. Mike, you're on.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends. I am the Ma Chuan, and I'm more often with you than you're even aware of. Put your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat. Acknowledge that your heart is a portal to greater dimensions. Underneath all the struggle, underneath everything that you're attempting to achieve every single day of your life, is only one desire, and it is a desire to find your way home. All the pathways you're on, all the pathways you're choosing, you're only choosing because you want to merge back into all that is. You want to become complete. You want to become whole. You want to feel that great love and bliss that comes from being in a place of grace, in a place that you call your true home. It is a home that you know does not exist on earth. And yet I have to ask you if that is really true. You believe that it is not on earth. And yet, you are an aspect of God's first creator, all that is. You are deeply connected with Source. So is it not possible to open yourself up to that home that you're yearning and creating it around you as it is within you? Take a deep breath and allow yourself to come to a full, complete stop. Breathe out all your needs, all your desires, all your musts and have-tos. Breathe out all the choices that you think you have to make. Breathe out all the values that you've accumulated, all the rules, the structure, that what you use to define yourself. Just breathe it all out and feel within you a beat, a drum, It is a drum that when you listen to it and focus on it, can take you deeper and deeper within your own divine self. It is a drum that is calling you home, but not by leaving your body, but by taking you deeper into it. It is a drum, it is your heartbeat, it is the heartbeat of all that is, that reminds you that you are part of the Christ, that you're part of Earth, that you're part of the solar system, that you're part of this galaxy. Stars outside of you are also the stars that are within you. So allow yourself for one moment to be at peace and to expand your consciousness to the part of you that has always been there for you. Sometimes it feels out of reach, but that is only because you've kept yourself in a place of separation. Expand your consciousness. Reach forward and outward. Just like you've reached within. And bring yourself into full alignment with that part of you that is your divine self. And just like you focused on your inner heart, there's a greater, vaster heart that you are at the center of. You are at the center of the heart of your divine I Am presence. Your heartbeat is at the core of the heartbeat of your divine I Am presence. And so feel that you can surrender into the loving embrace of something that you're part of. Regardless of how much you believe in it, your heart is telling you the truth. And in this loving embrace, you do not have to justify yourself. You do not have to explain yourself. You do not have to explain your sorrows and your hopes, your regrets, and your deep desires. You can just be. You can allow yourself in this connection to let yourself fall. Fall into the place that is beyond all other places. It is a place of emptiness and stillness and calmness. And in the midst of the storm that many of you are experiencing by being part of the collective, of the consciousness, of the country that you live in, this center point becomes increasingly more important. It is that place of power out of which everything can be birthed. But you cannot reach it alone. You can only reach it in alignment with your divine I Am presence. And so when fear and worries and concern come up triggered by the outer, it is for you to give it to your divine I Am presence, to release it instead of hanging on to it and trying to carry all the weight by yourself. And as you release it, as you're willing to give it up, as you're willing to give all of you to that greater part that is watching over you, something very sacred can take place. Instead of you feeling that you're forcing yourself along the path of enlightenment, you're now beginning to see that you're being carried. And as you're being carried, you can see that everything that is happening in your life, even that what at first appears to be a catastrophe, in reality, is just a detour necessary for you to get exactly where you need to be for your highest good. And so you begin to see and witness the synchronicity in everything. And you begin to recognize the role, the true role that you play here on Earth. And that is that as you allow yourself to be carried by your divine I Am Presence, you're showing the collective that the transformation or the revolution of heart and consciousness that is taking place on Earth right now does not have to be one of hardship, of separation, of loneliness. It can be one of ease and joy and wonderful exploration of the many facets of your divine self that's in the physical form. And as you allow yourself to be carried by your divine I Am Presence along your path of evolution, where you raise your consciousness up to a higher level of awareness, where you open your heart up to receive more of the vibration of love that is being poured forth from God to His great all that is, then you will witness that what at first appeared to be dark holds a radiant light within its center. And that what at first appeared to be a dead end, in reality, is only an opening to a whole new road for you to embark on. And so you begin to see the matrix of life. You begin to see beyond the visible world into the invisible world. You begin to see the divine essence in absolutely everything. And by focusing on that, you are a way shower, you are a harbinger of a new life here on Earth. And that is what Gaia is yearning for, a new consciousness, a new life here on Earth. All of you have the power to bring about change in a peaceful and a harmonious way. Don't buy into the drama. Don't buy into the prophecies. Don't believe for one moment that there has to be another war or another world war or a nuclear holocaust or super volcanoes, whatever it is that some come up with. See humanity coexisting in peace and harmony, finding new ways to create support for each other, finding new ways to bring about peace and love into the world. And hang on to that vision and do not let it go. And start applying it to your own life. That's how it starts, applying it to your own life. Instead of seeing only the pain or the distortion or the limitation of your life, be willing to look deeper. As Brigida said, simplify. Simplify your life, because if you don't, it will become too overwhelming. And with simplifying, we don't necessarily mean that you have to throw everything in your life away to have the minimum in your life. Even so, for some of you, that might actually be a good idea. But that's not what we talk about when we talk about simplify. Sometimes when you see a problem in front of you or when you wonder how to get from here to there, it feels so complicated. It feels so complex. It feels impossible to think your way through it or to make the right choice. That's when we want you to simplify. Break it down into small little pieces and take the simplest steps that you can take. Don't see the whole project. Do only the parts that you can do with ease and effortlessly. And sometimes what it means is that you simply don't do anything, that you're willing to wait for a shift necessary that then allows you to step into action. So it is not always about acting and reacting. Your greatest power comes from your willingness to stop, to wait, and to be receptive to the impulses from your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you, to support you, to protect you, to empower you, and ensure that you are taking the right step at the right time. Take a deep breath. Feel your alignment now and see your divine I Am presence. Feel your heart in alignment with the heart of your divine I Am presence. If you haven't already done so, close your eyes and use your inner senses and allow them to go beyond what you usually hear and see. Let your senses feel right now what's going on a much deeper level is in your own self and within everything around you. At the beginning, you might fear that you're hitting a roadblock, that there's all this density. You might even blame this density on the collective consciousness around you. But remember, there is no separation. So the density you're feeling is a density that you have aligned yourself with, that you've made your own. So use your in-breath and your out-breath to bring in more of your essence, of your divine I Am presence into you. And as you allow yourself to feel the depths of your own inner self and you hit that heaviness, let your divine I Am presence touch it to the power of love and scoop it up and scoop it out of you so that you no longer have to carry it within you. And then use the in-breath and the out-breath to think even deeper into your heart, deeper into your inner self. And you will begin to sense a fragrance. Even though you might not smell it necessarily, you simply know that it's radiating out from within your inner self. It's a fragrance of a beautiful rose. It is at the depths of your inner self. Beautiful blossoming. And for every one of you, this rose has a different color and a different fragrance and a different form of showing its beauty to you. This rose is a symbol for your strength, but also your sensitivity and beauty and compassion and love. And as you allow your consciousness to sink deeper into your own inner self, into the opening blossom of that rose, its soft petals caress your consciousness softly, kindly, gently, calling you in to the heart of the rose, which is an opening of a door into the dimension of a love felt that you've long forgotten. A love that is your home, that is your heritage, that is for you to bring forth into the human world. It is a love that is at the core of yourself, that is who you are. And everything else are only layers you've put upon it to cover it up out of fear that when someone witnesses that love, that it will be stolen from you, that it will be attacked, it will be destroyed, it will cease to exist. But if you believe that this love that is your true heart, that is your true essence, can cease to exist, then that must mean that you also believe that God can cease to exist. And that is not truth. The God essence within you that is love can never cease to exist. So let yourself be drawn deeper now by that love. Let yourself experience the colors, the fragrance, the softness, the gentleness of who you truly are. All the harshness, all the mind games, all the anger, that's not who you are. You are this love. You are this gentleness. You are this peace that is felt in the space beyond spaces. And in this place, there is power. There's a power that is greater than any power that is man-made. It is a power that can move mountains, that can create planets and worlds never seen before. It is a love that deeply desires to express itself. And this desire to express itself is fueled by a power, the power known as creation. And so it is for you to direct this love, this power, this pure of creation. It is exactly that love that triggered God, source, creator, all that is, to split itself up, to experience itself in all its facets and all its colors. And so as you learn not so much to harness it, but to connect with it, to allow it to blossom and grow, creating your own rose garden, fountain of love in its center. You can begin to affect everything in your life in a way that you've never seen before. Those in your life who were the messengers of restriction will either simply vanish out of your life or they will be acting differently in the days ahead. But it is that center part, that love, that beautiful radiant essence, that is the home that you're seeking and yearning for. And it is your job, it is your role here on earth to seek it, to find it, and to bring it forth into every aspect of your life. Find those who are like-minded, who can help you to even go deeper into the core essence of this love. And as you do, there will be layers and layers of consciousness that are going to open up for you. There will be an understanding, a wisdom, a knowing that will permit you to look at life in a very different way. And so acknowledge this joy that you are different. You must be different. There's not one human like the other human. There is not one particle of creation that is like any other creation. It is the way the power of creation works. Everything is unique. Everything holds a unique frequency. Therefore, to judge yourself for your uniqueness, or to judge yourself for being different, is not going to serve you. It is keeping you from being aligned with your home essence. So celebrate the fact that you are indeed different. Celebrate the fact that you might love in a unique way, that you might connect with others in a unique way, that you might enjoy relationships or life itself in a very unique way. So often do I see you suffer because you judge yourself for being different. So often do I see you believing that you will end up alone because there's no one else like you. But the truth is, there truly is no one else like you. There's not anyone else like you. But what is out there is someone that will complete you, that will help you become another level of you, a more harmonious you, a more peaceful you, a more stronger you, a more effective you, and a you that can hold a greater vibration of love because of that other part that completes you, not because there's something missing of you, but that completes you to create a new you. Do you understand the difference? It is not that you were missing something and therefore were incomplete. It is that in the evolutionary process of all that is, you're consistently seeking out to complete yourself with another part that raises you up to a higher vibration, to a more expanded consciousness, so that you can move along the path of enlightenment and reach new levels of expression. But there's nothing wrong with you. You're not in a place of lack. You're not in a place of loneliness. You are, if anything, in a place of great opportunity, that as you recognize yourself for who you truly are, only then can you begin to you magnetically that what completes you, so you can cross a threshold to another form of existence. Now, of course, as a human you right away think of partnership. But that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes when we talk about finding something that completes you, that it is not even so much a relationship. It can be your divine work on earth. If all your life you've lived believing that you cannot write poetry, and a part of you always felt that there's something missing, there's something that is not completing you. And you, at one pen and write poetry and realize that this is the way that you can begin to truly express yourself. That is a form of expansion. That is a form of bringing to you that part that completes you and allows you to cross the threshold to a new form of consciousness. If you've always felt a deep connection to nature, but were never able to act on it, and suddenly someone gifts you with certain tools that allow you to change your lawn into a beautiful garden, then these items that you received help you to complete yourself, to bring something back to you that allows you to raise your consciousness and to open up your heart further to become more of the higher frequency of your divine I Am presence and of what is within your heart of all hearts. So release that concept that the only way you complete yourself is through a relationship with another partner. There are many, many other ways that sometimes you have to complete yourself first before that relationship is coming into your life to complete you then as well, in another form, in another way. The reason I'm bringing this up on Valentine's Day especially is because it is a day where many of you fear the lack of love in your life because you don't have the partnership that you're yearning for. But you're paying attention to something in an unhealthy way. Then the days like this might bring up heartache, but we invite you to go deeper and recognize that first steps are the steps of completing you by finding that what gives you a way to truly express your divine essence into the world through love, through joy, through happiness. That then, in turn, shifts your magnetic, your energy frequency, your magnetic field around you, and only then can you draw to you the physical relationships that then will reflect that back to you as well. If you first enter the relationship without having the other part in place too, it can become very rocky, and more often than not will it end in a disastrous way. So the idea is to first find the completion within your own inner self by bringing all parts of you out to play as an expression of your divine self in physical form, and then, in turn, bring that relationship to you that you're seeking as well. And that is the reason why often you will find those who are truly dedicated to be of service to their heart's desire, to do that what they are most passionate about, and to continue doing that what they are most passionate about, that they then in turn will also draw a type of relationship to them that supports this form of work. But one usually starts first, and then the relationship will follow. This is very important. So when you seek a relationship that completes you, start with finding that what you're most passionate about and supporting your own self and finding a way to bring it into the world. Then everything else shall follow. You've matured enough that this is no longer simply about the physical part of a relationship. Now, you're yearning for a relationship that fulfills you on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. Anything else will simply no longer last and will simply no longer be enough. And so realize the only way you are going to find this is by creating a new form of truthfulness and authenticity towards yourself. Find out what makes you tick, what makes you work, what makes you happy, what makes your heart open up, and then focus on other relationships around you. You'll be amazed the changes that that can bring to your life then in turn. So we've been talking about relationships on Valentine's Day. We've talked about the beautiful rose that is within your heart. We've talked about the importance of simplicity and aligning yourself with your divine I Am presence to release some of the heaviness that you carry within you to your divine I Am presence, to ask for help and support from your divine I Am presence to release you from this heaviness. But again, let me come back to the idea that the home, the heaven, the higher realm that you're so much seeking, the desire of being back with your divine brethren, sitting around the round table and looking upon humanity, going through their trials and errors, that is not how it's going to work. You cannot move along the path of evolution by separating yourself from the human part that you are and the human collective. More than ever, is it of great importance that you change your relationship that you have to your human self. I talked before about the voice of judgment that judges you for being different, that judges you for being unique. And yet, the judge often that you hear within your inner self is claiming that the human part of you is the weak part, that is insufficient, it's a part in you that is asleep. Hence, you create that reality. What if I told you that the human part, in a way, is more important right now than your spiritual part, because it is the human part that creates a bridge between heaven and earth. It is the human part, if you don't treat it right, that will stop you from experiencing the home that you desire to reach back to. So it is about looking upon your humanness as something sacred, as something that deserves to be honored, that deserves to be celebrated, that deserves to be nurtured and taken care of. So in the next few weeks, leading out of the winter months, I invite you to begin an even closer relationship with your human self, to look upon yourself in the mirror, look upon the skin and the hair and the nose that you might think is too big and the teeth that you might think are not straight enough, or look at some of your human reactions like anger, envy, frustration, jealousy. And instead of judging them, to create yourself little reminder cards or little reminders to remind you to use mantras that focus on loving all of your humanness, to embrace your anger with love. When you witness chaos outside in the political arena or somewhere else, to not judge it, but to embrace it with love, to see it as another synchronistic opportunity for humanity to awaken. Don't participate in the judgment and in the downfall and in the restriction, but participate in focusing on the light within the darkness, on the light within the chaos, on the light, on the divinity within your human self. That is what is for you to focus on. And by doing so, you're going to be an activist, an active revolutionist. You are going to bring about waves and waves of change, not only in your own life, but also in the very global life. So, in all of this, now, reach up. Reach all the way up into the emptiness of all that is and allow yourself to feel that emptiness, that nothingness that holds everything. It is your source, it is your power, it is your center point. Let it infuse you with the stillness and calmness necessary to take the next steps that are necessary for giving birth to a new era here on Earth, a new consciousness, a new life, to bring heaven on Earth, to recognize that out of nothing, you create something. out of emptiness, you find the strength to focus on the love and the light that is contained within it, to bring it forth into every aspect of your life. My love is with you always. I am the one watching over this evolutionary process here on Earth, because I am here to open your hearts far enough to get you home. To not only get you home, but to get you realize, to get you to realize that in fact, you never left home. You never left home. Home has always been present within your heart and will always be present within your heart. As you open up your heart further, more of your home can manifest within and around you. Blessings to you, my friends. I am the Maha Chohan, and I will not be answering any questions. I believe that for Saint Germain to do, but feel the power of the depths of love within you, and have trust and faith that you do make a difference through your uniqueness, through being different, by not being as everyone else. And it is so. Namaste. Mike, if you can play a short piece of music, that would be great. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm here to assist you in answering any questions you might have. Thank you for all of you who have participated in upholding the vibration of love necessary to send waves of transformation into the world at a time where it is very much needed for all. Mark, is there any caller at this time?
There is not. Let me go ahead and give out the number. It's 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. Just remember, in all of the transformation that is going on Earth at this time, to find your place of focus within the center of your heart. You're not going to help Gaia. You're not going to help the earth. You're not going to help your own self. If you allow yourself to get poured into the commotion, into the drama, into the craziness of everything that is happening around the world at this time. I also would like to point out the importance of becoming aware of the power of the elemental forces here on Earth. As you know, each element stands for something. And the element of water very much stands for the emotions. You've all witnessed or heard that there were some difficulties in California with a dam that was about to break. And so these are all signs for you who are aware to acknowledge that at this time, there are many, many emotions that are flowing over and that are ready to break down barriers. The question is, always and foremost, how would you like to witness transformation to take place? Is it coming from a place of peace? Is it coming from a place of love? Is it coming from a place of anger and therefore creating disruption and a harsh form of change? So ask yourself, how can you find the strength to balance your emotions for everything that you've learned up to this point to then assist on a global level in balancing the intensity that many of you are feeling? Make important choices. Now is the time to do so. Anybody calling in, Mark? If not, I will bring it to a close.
Okay, Saint Germain, we're ready when you are.
Go for it.
All right, let's go ahead and bring Leela on. You're on with Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Greetings, Saint Germain. I'm not sure that I actually have a question, but I just want to express my gratitude and to see the expansion of the teachings. I am so... My heart is so full of gratitude to you and the Ascended Masters. That's what I have to say.
And we appreciate that. You're bringing up a very important point, and that is the point of gratitude. Focus, everyone, focus in these times of transformation on gratitude. Yes, sometimes it is a little bit difficult to be grateful for the bigger things. Then focus on the things you can be grateful for. Focus on the smaller things. And each small aspect in your life that you can be grateful for can then gain momentum and create something even a little bigger that you can be grateful for. Gratitude has a magnetic pull, and it is what will create a certain level of sanity and balance that is so needed at this time of transformation. Thank you, my dear. You know that we talk to you directly. You know that you're a beautiful channel and instrument of love and light in the world. And now yes. That we are equally grateful for your willingness to be here on Earth at this time, regardless of some of the challenges you have been facing.
Oh, thank you for that. And I'm not sure if... Well, I'll say it and then you can correct me. But whenever you come through Brigitte, it's as if I'm moved to a higher realm and I get a little message for her always of your gratitude and love towards her for what she is doing, for her work. So I'm not sure if that's something that
is very beautiful. That is very beautiful. And I appreciate very much that you bring that out. And a part of her has heard that too. Because what many don't always realize when they see her show up and bring me through and bring the master through, the
yes.
tremendous sacrifice that she has been going through as well. Whether it is on a physical level, pushing the physical fears and limitations aside, or it is on an emotional level. Because as you've experienced it yourself, when you open yourself up to the higher realm, when you open yourself up to a greater light, the fact that you are still in human form also means that you're facing the duality of life. So when you bring in a greater light, you're also becoming aware of a certain level of darkness. And your job is to be the bridge in merging the light and darkness together. That often can be a bit of a challenge. And yet here many of you are willing to take on that challenge and facing that darkness with love and transforming and transmuting it to a higher frequency. So always remember, my dear, that what you see in Brigitte is so very much in you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for your love.
And we thank you for your love. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
All righty. And is it Maria? Did I get
Marie.
That right? Marie, you're on with Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear.
Greetings. First, I want to echo what Leela said on both points. The gratitude, you can never, be reminded of that enough. And she spoke to it in a lovely way. And the gratitude to the host for her great sacrifice and willingness to remain constant in her efforts that are so important to so many of us. So thank you, Leela, and thank you, Brigitte. So really,
and acknowledge, my dear, that you too can speak of great sacrifice. You've always sacrificed your life for a greater vision. And Sophia, also our gratitude for you never having given up, always finding new avenues, always bringing people together that were apart, focusing on love, focusing on supporting the awakening process of the human consciousness. And we know that sometimes it has hurt your heart badly, and it has been moments where you could have easily given up and walked the other way. And here you are, even stronger than ever, focused on the light within, carrying the teachings of many masters with you out into the world, simply through your existence, through the vibration you radiate out. And that is a message for everyone that is listening. All of the sacrifices you've done, you've gone through, it is not going unnoticed. You're all tremendous in your work of bringing love and light out to those in need. And every time your willingness brings us together with any of us masters, you bring part of us into the consciousness of humanity, assisting in the awakening process that is taking place here on Earth right now. So again, my dear Marie, feel our love. Feel our gratitude, and do not give up. There are a lot more things in motion that are not visible on the surface, but have trust and faith in the synchronicity. And remember what the Mahachuan said, use the power of simplicity, and it will help you to move from one place to the next.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much. That means a great deal to me, as you can imagine.
Yes. Blessings to you, my dear. My love is with you always.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Okay, bear with me for 1 minute. I'll be right back.
And in this time of stillness, find the stillness within yourself and let it come up and empower you.
Saint Germain, we have Dawn on.
Thank you. Greetings, Dawn. How can I be of assistance?
Hello. I just wanted a chance just to greet you and thank you for your light and love.
Well, thank you, my dear. I would like to do the same for you. Thank you for your light and love you bring into the world. And you, too, for not giving up. You, too, had many opportunities to walk the other way, to not continue on your path of enlightenment. And yet here you are, committed to be our channel and instrument in the world in your own unique way. Know that we will always support you and we will always guide you. Keep having the trust and faith and live in the knowing that you shall always be provided for. You are a power of transformation. You are a power of love. Own that, live it, and be who you are. Don't ever think you have to make excuses or justify who you are. You don't. You can just be and know that all is well. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Alrighty. Thank you, Dawn. And that's it for this evening, St. Germain. I want to add to everybody else by saying thank you and for all the work that you do with me and everybody else. And just want to send you lots of love.
Thank you, my friend. Lots of love to all of you. You are truly all beautiful lights to work with. It is my honor as well. Blessings to all of you on this wonderful day of Valentine's. And now that our love is with you at all times. And it is so. Namaste.
Another amazing show. For anybody who wants to hear the next show, it'll be coming up on Tuesday, March 14th. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, March 14th is my dad's birthday, so that'll be cool. Thank you very much, everyone. It was an amazing night. Happy Valentine's Day. And I don't know, I have no words left in me, so I have to say peace out and peace be with all of you.
Hey, Mike, are you back? Can you talk finally?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Welcome. Great, great music. Christy, you still out there?
Yeah, floating. I'm still here, though.
Yeah, that's some good energy. Beautiful music and great work, everybody. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Peace out.
You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.